Hey everyone, it's the Kung Fu Genius, aka Alex Richter. And if you're listening to us on audio only, I'd appreciate you rating and reviewing the podcast wherever you listen to it. And of course, if you like what I do here, don't forget to subscribe to the Kung Fu Genius on YouTube and hit that bell for notifications. Are you a fan of Wing Chun Kung Fu? Well, if you listen to me, I assume you are. I got great news for Kung Fu Genius fans. Right now, you can get an all-access one-month free trial subscription to Wing Chun Illustrated Magazine. Yes, I said free. Go to WCINewsstand.com and register in the upper right-hand corner, fill in your email and password, and use the code KFGTRIAL to get your free trial to the issues from 2011 to the current issue. That's right, all the issues, even the one with this guy on the cover. My Kung Fu Genius column is in all the new issues, as if you need another reason to get this awesome magazine. Go get your free trial subscription today. For all that information, check out the description below. And with that, let's get started.
All right, peeps. On today's episode of The Kung Fu Genius, the genius will be going over one of the fakest Bruce Lee YouTube channels. Lots of gems, lots of headless photos, lots of, that ain't Grandmaster Baxter. That's actually Dan and Asanto, homie. Let's get to it.
He is unstoppable, unbeatable, unbelievable. He's Alex Richter, the Kung Fu Genius.
And every day, I practice martial arts. What's up?
Word is, I'm a Kung Fu Genius. Practice all day like a genius.
Yo, Dre, how you doing, man?
Oh, I am good, Sifu.
Yeah.
This is on right now.
This is on, right?
This is
so
on.
You know, obviously our podcast listeners know that, you know, for we've been doing the podcast now, what, it's March, April, I don't even remember. It feels like forever. I keep looking at your face, right? So I don't remember, right? I feel like I spent a year here one afternoon. So basically when we first started out, we did, like, you know, the first few Kung Fu Geniuses were about, like, the Dan Lee conversations.
Yeah.
We had Matt Pauly on, we had John Little on. And then we figured over time, like, you know, a lot of our listeners like to ask me questions,
yeah,
right? So we did a couple of those AMA episodes, and then we really liked that style because that's actually the easiest type of video for us,
yeah,
to do, right? If we don't have to come up with the content ourselves,
yeah,
and we can just, you know, have our audience members tell us what they want me to talk,
right,
about, then in one episode, we can talk about, you know, 10 different things, and there's a lot more variety in there. And, you know, and I tend to like that format better because, one, we don't have to prepare.
Yeah.
You come
somewhat.
You have to do the,
yeah,
preparation. You got to find the questions and you got to make up the Dreisen question. Sorry, or you got to get the question from Dreisen.
Hey.
And then you ask me, and then we do the episode, right? And then it's great. And I,
yeah,
love it because it's just very spontaneous. But every now and again, we'll still do a special topic episode. We did the Ted Thomas, Alex Ben Block stuff, more Bruce Lee conversations. Every now and again, I might do, like, New York stories.
Ninjas.
As a full episode, ninjas, whatever. But today is another special topic day.
Yeah.
And, you know, podcasting,
yeah,
and being a YouTuber is not my main source of income, right? I teach martial arts. I run City Wing Chun. It isn't, right? Just in case you looked around and didn't think this is what's providing everything for us, right? I teach Wing Chun here, obviously, at City Wing Chun. I've written books, sell books, do online classes, you know, lessons through Zoom, all that stuff.
Right.
I'm a full-time martial arts instructor. That's what I do. That's how I earn my living. The YouTube channel is something that we started doing this year to kind of, you know, continue talking about these things that I like, especially after Big Sean passed. And so my thing is not, like, I'm not really trying to be the biggest YouTuber. Obviously, our topics are very, very niche. They're not, like, it's not broad. Like, I'm not talking about, you know, these are not how to cook stuff at home videos or the stuff that my kids listen to. They watch the Barbie videos and the Play-Doh stuff or whatever.
Not wrong,
right,
with those, though.
Yeah.
We can try that one day.
There's nothing wrong with that, but that's not my specialty, right? I just like talking about Bruce Lee, talk about Wing Chun, Kung Fu, Hong,
right,
Kong, triads, movies, all that kind of stuff,
yeah,
right? And, you know, after Big Sean passed, this is basically the way that I want to continue having these kind of conversations. So my thing is not like, I've figured out pretty much now there's a formula if you want to be big in YouTube in general and for martial artists.
You got to work the algorithm.
It's pretty simple. You just put, like, you know, the three ways you could totally annihilate your opponents, you know, and it's like a thumbnail knee like this, the three ways to easily annihilate any opponent, right?
Okay.
And with a big stupid thumbnail and you make clickbait. That thing's going to get a bajillion, and it could be 3 minutes of me just going like this, and it gets 3 million
views.
That's
only one
views.
Way,
like,
though.
Like, that's kind of... Unfortunately, the way YouTube is, it's just like, you know, people look at the thumbnail, and to a certain degree, that's why the Bruce Lee drug letters video did so well, because the thumbnail, I look like I'm totally going to bash Bruce Lee or whatever, and then you watch it, and it's just like an even-handed take of some dude reading some letters, right? But if you look at the thumbnail, it sounds like, it looks like I'm a bit of a Bruce Lee hater, and I guarantee it's a reason why a lot of people watch that, because... It's that kind of conflict. And what do other YouTubers do? Well, sometimes they talk trash about other YouTubers and stuff. And so for me, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, oh, why don't I have this other YouTuber on my channel or whatever and stuff. And it's like, well, I'm not really into the YouTube world. I'm into, like, having the conversations about martial arts that I like to have. And I'll bring people on that I think are interesting. You know, like John Little and, you know, all the Mark Phillips and Matt Pauly and everything, right? But, like, I'm not really like, oh, let me get all these other YouTubers on my channel right now. I mean, that could change in the future because I'm not doing the Kung Fu Genius because of YouTube. I'm doing the Kung Fu Genius because I talk about this stuff anyway and might as well just put a camera in front of me and let other people hear it, right?
Yeah, but people love conflict.
People love conflict, right? Yeah. And so one of the things that has been increasingly apparent to me is that there's... a Bruce Lee channel out there. Mm-hmm. And this Bruce Lee channel, to be quite honest, is becoming a problem. And the reason why it's a problem is because it's really big. This is the, and here's the thing. I know that by talking about it, by talking about this person's channel, it's the Streisand effect, you know, like, you know, telling people, hey, don't come and film my wedding. And then they're all going
to
swarm on there or whatever. Right.
Wedding.
So, but that's also how these kind of things work. Right. So unfortunately, calling this guy out, which is not normally my MO, is also probably going to get this guy a few views. I mean, first of all, his channel is way bigger than ours. So for us to say we're going to have any dent on his channel's already way bigger than ours. But yeah, like, I totally get it. So before people go in the comments, it's like, oh, you know, we're talking about him. I know, but the reason why, and which is usually the reason why I don't talk about, like, other people that I disagree with, because first of all, I'm okay with people disagreeing with me, and I'm also like, oh, I watch channels of people that I don't necessarily agree with everything they say, right?
Well, I disagree with you and
you disagree
too.
With me all the time. You just don't say it because you need a job, right? So anyway, you know, like for me, I mean, I actually quite enjoy listening to the takes of people who I don't necessarily agree with or who have another viewpoint, but it's well articulated because that's how you learn things. And sometimes you realize, well, I might still believe in my side of the story, but here's like two or three things that I can maybe reconsider about the way I formulate my argument or the way I think about it, right? So I think we are strengthened in our arguments if we allow ourselves to consume things that come from opposing viewpoints. This is how we make ourselves strong. We don't get better or smarter or more intuitive by doing this every time someone says something that we disagree with, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why I don't take aim at other YouTube channels that might, let's say, bash Bruce Lee or overly praise Bruce Lee, because I feel that I'm really a more moderate, middle of the road kind of thing, right? On the Bruce Lee stuff, but also the same on the Wing Chun stuff. You got people who just bash Wing Chun and people who think Wing Chun is invincible. Like for me, it's like there's a lot more nuance to having these conversations, and I'm happy to have those conversations on this podcast, right?
Got it.
And so I don't call out other YouTube channels, like I said, because I don't mind people saying other stuff. Like, it doesn't offend me if someone doesn't agree with me, and I don't feel like, oh, I need to call them out, right? Because they don't agree with me. Like, if people want to listen to my podcast and they like what I have to say, then listen to it, right?
And, but on the other hand, some people deserve to be called out.
Yeah, so that's the problem here, okay? Because this is not a matter of someone who has a big YouTube channel and just happens to have, let's say, some opposing viewpoints to me. This is a matter of someone who has a big YouTube channel and therefore a large platform, and he's actually making fraudulent claims about Bruce Lee. And this is a huge problem, because here's the thing. Right now, everything is very polarized, right? Political climates, but even within the martial arts world, everything is very polarized. So just on the Bruce Lee topic, you have like all the bros are like, Bruce Lee never really fought in the ring, man. I don't see any videos of Bruce Lee fighting in MMA in 1959. You know, like, I mean, like, you have all those things, right? Okay, like the people, oh, Bruce Lee wouldn't have last, blah, 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 like all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. where it's like they're not looking at his achievements and what he did in the time period mm-hmm. that he grew up, and they're actually not even looking to see what did he actually do. They just see always some guy who made some kung fu movies, and that guy's not a real fighter, right? And like the kind of Chael Sonnen-esque kind of way of looking at it. And then you have other people who are like, you know, Bruce Lee, you know, would stop a bullet with his two fingers and crush it and throw it back at you and kill you.
Wow.
You have that kind of thing. And the problem is like, there's nothing in the middle in terms of that, right? Like the people who, for example, on the drug letters thing, who are like, yeah, Bruce Lee was just a druggie, F him. And the people who basically want me hanged for even talking about it. Okay, like you see both of these extremes in the comments, right? Ooh. And it's like, oh, yeah, as Bruce Lee fans, we're not allowed to talk about things that are not so great about Bruce Lee. So for me, it's like, can we just have some honest conversations and still think the guy can still be great and an inspiration, but he doesn't have to be an indestructible human being? And, you know, we can see that he has flaws and things like this without that making him a POS or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, can we just have a moderate conversation
he's
about
obviously
this somehow, right?
Destructible.
Obviously destructible because he did die, right? Right? But the problem is because online discourse is so, it's so divided, it's so polarized right now, that Bruce Lee haters are going to stumble upon this Birdie channel, Beardy, all right? And they're going to see
Birdie
videos. Beardy. He goes by Beardy. That's uh-huh. the name of his channel. Beardy, the Bruce Lee channel or whatever. But when you hear him say this, is Birdie. He says, my friends say, hey, Birdie, all right? Yeah. And so Bruce Lee haters are going to see those videos.
He spells it.
No, it's Beardy like beer. But his logo is a beard. But he spells it like beer you drink.
Yeah.
Nothing makes sense. Okay? That already starts. Nothing makes
it's
sense, right?
It's already jacked up.
But he's going to say, oh, they call me that because I always get beer stuck in my beard. I'm sure he's kind of one of these guys who tries to explain everything away, right?
Okay.
So anyway, the problem is that a Bruce Lee hater is going to come across a video where it says Bruce Lee destroyed this karate grandmaster with one punch. And this Bruce Lee hater, maybe an MMA bro, not knowing anything about Bruce Lee, is going to watch Birdie's video and he's going to smell the bullshit. He's going to smell it. And he's going to go, oh, these stupid Bruce Lee guys say that Bruce Lee destroyed some guy with one punch and I never saw that in this video. Blah, blah, blah. Not realizing that even though this Birdie channel has so many subscribers, and some of his videos have multiple million views, mm-hmm. no mainstream Bruce Lee experts even watch that stuff, okay? So my YouTube is very curated to the stuff that I watch. And the Bruce Lee stuff that comes up on my YouTube is like Chinese stuff about Bruce Lee. And it's like stuff, you know, John Little stuff will come up, Matt Pauly stuff will come up, Linda Lee stuff like actual Bruce Lee stuff, right? The Beardy stuff showed up on my algorithm like once a year ago. Yeah. And from the thumbnails, I thought something was wrong. I didn't watch it. And YouTube algorithm is very smart. It figured mm-hmm. out right away, oh, yeah, he's not going to want this stuff, right?
Oh, right.
And it's interesting because there's something called vidIQ. And vidIQ is something a lot of YouTubers use, which kind of rank videos. You could see, like, what's the placement, what kind of keywords and everything like that.
Okay.
And it has what's called an expertise rating for the channel and for that video, meaning like people who are really looking for this topic, are they watching this video? Are they subscribed? Like how much is this person really considered an expert, right? And when you first start out, your expertise is like zero, right? Mm-hmm. And now I see on my vidIQ on some of the videos, maybe 30-35%. It's starting to pop up there, right?
Your IQ is going up like a genius.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a genius, but I'm only like a 35% expert according to vidIQ, right? But that's also because my channel is not like huge, right?
Uh-huh.
But it was interesting. I was watching, and the vidIQ stuff, I have it in my browser, so it comes up automatically.
Mm.
And in researching for this video, I looked up one of the Birdie videos, right? And it has like multiple million views. And I looked at the expertise, and it was 0%.
Oh.
So it's like, so you have to imagine that like vidIQ and YouTube
knows.
It's like they know. Oh, a lot of people are watching this. Oh, no, this guy's totally full of shit. But people are watching
right.
this. So even
so
like the algorithms of the algorithms can still smell something about Beardy's channel, right? Meanwhile, this dude is probably raking in tons of dough with the, you know, with the AdWords and stuff like that because he's getting a lot of views. But the problem is, it's bullshit. Okay, and I use that word in the way it's supposed to be meant. Mm-hmm. It's not someone, let's say, who has an alternate take on the Wong Jack Man fight. Okay, you know, episodes ago, I made a mistake. I said Bruce Lee did something in 1966. And then later someone in the comments wrote, actually, that happened in 1965. And I thought it was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Remember? And then I was like, oh, man, it actually happened in 1965. Because for me, look, I can make a mistake, but I like to correct it. And if I don't know something, I'll tell you I'm not sure. And I like to say, this I heard from so-and-so, this comes from this. I don't just riff it all the time and tell you, this is the stuff that's living in my brain. I like to qualify it with where I got the information, like the stuff I got about Lao Tai Chun in the Ted Thomas interview I got from Steve Carriage's book, right? I don't just riff it like, oh, I know all this shit. If I don't know it, I'll tell you. And if I'm not sure, I'll make sure you know, right? And I get upset like, oh, man, I said he went to Hong Kong in 1966, but he actually went in 65. Mm-hmm. And that'll like bug me so much, I'll correct course on the next podcast, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Beardy gives zero fucks in this kind of way here, all right? And so he's not even like pretending or trying, right? And that's a problem because the Bruce Lee haters are gonna look at his channel, look at these videos, see how many views they have, and they, because they're not Bruce Lee fans, are going to view that as like, oh, this is mainstream Bruce Lee stuff because look at how many views they have. And no one I know, Matt Pauly, John Little, Bay Logan, any of the people who actually know stuff about Bruce Lee, no one even knows who no one watches the Beardy channel, right? But who's watching the Beardy channel? Casuals who don't really know and Bruce Lee haters.
And you know what bothers me?
What?
Can you imagine you as an 8-year-old living in today's world.
Yes.
Finding out about Bruce Lee, watching Enter the Dragon, and then you go to YouTube.
And I see the Beardy channel. Yeah. Because as an 8-year-old, I would believe everything Beardy said.
Oh, my God.
Because the stories he makes up are like about my 8 to 11-year-old self would be like, oh, man. And that's the kind of story. You know, you always...
That pisses me off.
Yeah, you know when you're a kid, you always had a friend who was like, yo, man, my dad knew Bruce Lee. yeah, they used to spar together. Right, actually, yeah, they were like friends for a long time, right? And like Mikey Dean pointed out, this is also the same guy who has a girlfriend in Canada that no one has ever seen, and she's super hot, and you'll never see her again, right? But you see, that guy who totally makes up these stories, you get away with it in the preteen years. But at some point when you're a grown-ass adult... You gotta stop that stuff. So I didn't know much about the Beardy channel, except that about a year ago, he made a video where he claimed that he trained like Bruce Lee for a year. And obviously training and stuff like that is something that I'm very interested in. Outside of just the martial arts stuff, physical fitness, weight training, strength training, these are also topics that I have interest in.
So you watched the video.
So I watched it for about a minute.
Oh.
And I could already tell something is wrong here. I started to smell. My iPhone was emanating the same smell when you drive into Nebraska.
Hey,
all right.
I
was
like,
all right, corn. This is some fresh manure. Ew. All right. And then so I turned it off. And then YouTube.
With corn in it.
And then YouTube, in all of her wisdom, never suggested another Beardy video to me ever again. It could kind of tell the disdain from which I swiped off that video that it was like, okay. Ooh. And I never got a Beardy video
swipe,
again.
They can tell. All right.
And by the way, it's Beardy, but he calls himself Beardy, so I'm going to call him Beardy, okay? But the reason why this came up on my radar again recently is because, you know, whenever a new episode of Kung Fu Genius comes out, I try to do a premiere for it, usually on Mondays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, for those of us who watch our episodes, sometimes they think we're actually doing the episode live.
Oh, man.
But we're not. And I just need to remind people who think it is, like, no, this well-oiled machine of an episode you're watching, this was edited weeks ago, all right? Usually we're about 2 to 3 weeks ahead of when this thing comes out, right? And so I'm there live chatting with people while the episode premieres. But because some people are like, yo, man, how are you chatting while you're doing this? I never said the video was live. Of course, we will at some point start doing some live streams, which is a lot easier because then we don't have to edit these things and stuff like that. So we will do those kind of videos. But for those of you who watch the premieres, no, these are not live. I'm most likely right now while you're watching this on my couch flanked by my daughters answering these things while they're showing me their new poppets. All right. So anyway.
And I'm cleaning the school.
And you're cleaning the school. You're vacuuming the school. So none of this is going on right now while you're live chatting with
us. Not able to chat a lot, but, you know, yes. I'll get a chime in and then... When I leave home on the train, I'm yes. trying to look at the rest.
And then your CMO is like, hey, go clean that over there.
Yeah.
Get your podcast ass over to the other side of the...
Right. He,
because you are now, I am the KFG and you're the TFG.
Yeah.
That fucking guy. Kung Fu Genius, KFG, TFG. That fucking guy.
Man.
So anyway, you know, when I do the live chats, in some of the live chats, this beardy guy's coming up. Oh, somebody goes, oh, what do you think about this video that the beardy guy made? And I'm like, I haven't watched it. And then the guy said, yeah, he said blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, all that stuff's fake. Like, literally everything you just said is not real. And then so I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. And then, like, it would pop up again. And some people will say in the comments, like, oh, did you see this video? And they'll click it. I'll see it. And I'm like, what is this? Mm. And I'll watch a minute. It's like, what is this? This is not even real. Right. And then so, of course, I but like one of the recent live chats we did, somebody like was pushing the beardy stuff like, no. And then also saying, wow. No, I still think it's a good thing that Beardy's doing what he's doing because he's bringing people to Bruce Lee. And it's like, no, he's not.
Yeah.
All of those hundreds of thousands of subscribers are people, I would argue, who don't really know much about Bruce Lee, because anyone who has one modicum of knowledge about Bruce Lee would see right away this isn't even real.
Mm.
He's getting the very low-end casuals, of which there is almost an entire planet of.
Yeah.
And he's probably getting a lot of Bruce Lee haters who are going like, Bruce Lee did not kick 10 dudes' ass in a karate school or whatever fantasy story like Beardy's making up, right? Yeah, like all that kind of stuff, right? So, but the problem is it's popping up. And then I watched a video 2 days ago, all right? I was just like, all right, this guy, this thorn in my ass in the comments keeps popping up. So let me watch one of the videos, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, at the time that we're recording our kind of conversation now, we already watched a bunch of Beardy episodes together because I wanted you to see that. And I get it. I'm helping his channel and his algorithm, okay? But I ain't subscribing, no. All right? Okay? So, because I wanted you to see it before we had this conversation, right? Because I find it very difficult. Like, I find that my vocabulary is quite inadequate to express exactly... the sheer level of bullshit and nonsense that this guy spews, and just how ridiculous his channel and his videos and everything about this guy, like what that's about. You had to see it, because I felt even when I was trying to tell you what's going on,
I
couldn't really do it justice. Like, dude, you got to watch this guy, all right? So we did that. So I think, you know, we'll show some clips of our reactions in here too, making it, you know, for those of us who listen to us only on audio,
yeah.
This is probably another one of those episodes that might not be that great on audio only, because there'll probably be some visuals that you'll definitely want to see. So if you're listening to us on audio, I generally like to, you know, when we have a conversation, I like to be mindful that not everyone is watching the video. It's also audio. So I try not to be like, yeah, and he was doing this. And then do this here only for the audio listeners to not know what the hell I'm doing, right? So I try to avoid that, but it's kind of unavoidable. But this is, if you're listening to us on audio, I would maybe implore you, like, this is another one of those episodes where I would say, finish listening to us on audio.
Yeah.
And go over on YouTube and watch this one, because I think this one, even if we, you know, I don't know how we're going to do it in the final edit, but I think this one will be a fun one visually, right?
We'll flip it. Thing is, when you were telling me about this guy, you're right. You were not able to do it justice until we started watching.
And I bashed the living shit out of him before I showed you.
And you put it very eloquently that he's a bullshitter.
Yeah.
But when we watched the videos together.
Yes.
It was just screamingly just like, funny.
It's just like in life.
I can
explain to someone who has never smelled bullshit before how terrible bullshit smells.
But you don't.
But
know.
Until I push it in front of your face, you will never actually know. All right. And so that is basically the Beardy channel.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
so
it.
The reason why, again, so I watched this video, and I'll get to that in a moment. But the problem is that this Beardy guy is getting to such a point that recently, Black Belt Magazine, okay, actually quoted something from the Beardy channel in an article. And so you have to realize, like, Black Belt Magazine, one of the few remaining publications of martial arts available today, like, the new generation of people who are working there, you know, they might have had a lower level person write this article. Probably was definitely not Dr. Mark Chang or anyone higher up on the food chain at Black Belt, right? Someone in, like, lower tier who wrote an article about Bruce Lee. It was something like Battling Bruce Lee or something. I forget what the title was, right? Mm-hmm. Quoted something from there saying that I think I could be wrong, but I believe that the demonstration that Bruce had with Taki Kimura said, oh, this is Ted Wong. And that ended up somehow in Black Belt Magazine as such, and it was like quoted from the Beardy Channel. And it's not. And our good friend Vincent Benitez literally had to like at Black Belt Magazine on Twitter to be like, no, you got to check your sources on this, right?
Yes.
Because the problem is, imagine if you're a new young reporter working for a magazine like Black Belt, and you need to come up with an article. And then now with the internet, you have so many options available. You can get information, but maybe you're not 100% sure. So even someone at Black Belt Magazine got fooled by Beardy because they probably see, oh, the Kung Fu Genius, that asshole has like 4,000 subscribers. But Birdie, he's got 364K subscribers. Mm. That guy must know what he's talking about. He doesn't know what he's talking about
at all. So basically the most reputable can get fooled by a Beardy.
Yeah, can get fooled by a Beardy, right? Hey, Kung Fu Genius listeners, if you're looking for an easy way to support this podcast, please consider joining the Kung Fu Genius Patreon. You can support for as little as $5 a month and get access to episodes a few days early. Higher levels of support get additional goodies, exclusive content, and even your name in the description. The baller level of support will give you the opportunity to be a Dre for a day and give me a rest from this guy over here. A link for the Kung Fu Genius Patreon page is in the description below. You can also support us by subscribing to the Kung Fu Genius on YouTube, liking this video, and sharing it on your social media platforms. When you subscribe on YouTube, don't forget to hit that bell for notifications so you will know as soon as a new episode or a premiere is available for you to watch. For those of us who listen to us on audio, it's a huge help if you don't just rate the podcast, but also write a review wherever you listen to the Kung Fu Genius, such as Apple or Google Podcasts. I really appreciate it. And now back to me. Anyway, so that's part of the problem. When you have people who know how to do what Greg Doucette would call more spews for more views, right? All right?
Yes.
You know, like yeah, because, like, you know, basically, like, kind of, like, bullshit, you know, it was like a spew. So you just more spews for more views,
he's
right?
A true artist.
And, yeah, so you have, so, like, literally, it's just, he just feeds what people are going to watch and what people
those
are going to, like,
eat.
Yeah,
it's
all bullshit, right? So, and then the end result is you have a channel that's optimized and monetized and a lot of eyes are looking at it, and legitimate sources are now quoting completely illegitimate sources for their own articles, right? Mm. But you have to realize, first of all, it's not the first time Black Belt got fooled. Frank Dukes, another fantasist who made up the entire Bloodsport thing. He also had Black Belt Magazine fooled on that whole Kumite story, right?
No, that was true.
Yes. Oh, so it's not impossible, but these things can happen.
How long ago was that?
Well, it started in the 80s, but I mean, Frank Dukes'
Black Belt
bullshit has gone on for a very long time and continues to go on to this day.
Not bullshit. Frank Dukes is real.
Yes.
I've seen
Bloodsport. It's a documentary.
Yes, Bloodsport is a documentary, right? And, you know, it's like Bloodsport's a great movie. And then in the very last frame of Bloodsport, it goes, oh, all of these records he had. And then you go, And then it's the part where you go, like, if you just took that out, it would have been great. But now you're making a claim.
What's great about that statement is Van Damme is a reenactment actor.
Yes. Yes, he's a reenactment actor. Yeah.
In that movie.
Yeah, it's like a Lifetime docuseries.
He's the best reenactment actor ever. Yeah.
Bloodsport is not a movie, it's a reenactment.
Reenactment actors are the worst actors.
Yeah, I know, they're the worst, right? So the problem is, okay, he's got, you know, 300 and some odd K subscribers. Black Belt Magazine somehow is pulling from this guy or whatever. And the videos he's making are... It's not like he has an alternate take on the Wong Jack Man story. He's literally taking photos and making stuff up, making up names, making dates, being unbelievably vague. And here's the crazy thing.
At least he's consistent.
Well, he also has a Twitter page, right? But, you know, it's interesting. Like, different social media platforms, there are people who are, like, big on YouTube, and they're crickets on Instagram, right? Because they're like two, and there's some people that are big on Instagram, also big on YouTube, big on Instagram, not big on YouTube, because you don't always get like the crossover on all the platforms. Okay. There are people who are really YouTubers and they do dink on Instagram, right? Well, Birdie also has a Twitter page, okay. right? And I'm bigger on Twitter than I am on YouTube, right?
All right.
And Birdie has like 100 followers, right? On Twitter, which is not a lot. You can have 100 followers if you did nothing on Twitter.
I have 100 followers.
Probably have 100 followers, right?
I don't tweet.
But, you know, what's interesting is the people that I follow on Twitter are all like Bruce Lee people. Like people, or Jeet Kune Do people, Wing Chun people, people who would be in the Bruce Lee sphere online, right?
Okay.
And when the Beardy thing came up, it said, you know, if you see an account on Twitter and it tells like who your common followers are, and it said like, not followed by anyone you're following, which is like literally and I follow like Matt Pauly and all these like legitimate Bruce Lee stuff. So no one who actually really knows about Bruce Lee even knows about Beardy, because it's like the YouTube algorithm caters his page for noobs who really don't know shit. Wow. And like people who are actual experts, like now, of course, that I'm looking at a Beardy's channel because of this video, that jerk is going to be on my page all the time until he's not. But like, he does not come up on my page because it's like I would never watch any of this crap, right? Unless I'm preparing for a video.
Yeah, it's homework.
But the problem is when I started doing some research, the rabbit hole of Beardy gets very interesting.
I like how we transfix that word Beardy into bullshit.
Yeah, Beardy bullshit, right? So here's a problem. Beardy, I'm smelling. Here's a problem. Beardy is a lot more like Frank Dukes than we wanted. Frank Dukes also pretended to be a Vietnam vet, even though he joined the Marines after the Vietnam War was over, and the photos he has in combat were actually taken on the set of a film, right? And so he's like another fantasist like this, right? So this guy, and when you listen to him, I can't quite get a grip on his accent, but I would guess his accent might be Scandinavian, might be, because sometimes he's got some Scandinavian, your peeps, yeah.
It's my background.
Sometimes he sounds like he could be Finnish, and I know Finland is not Scandinavia, so don't get on my case.
Take it easy,
all right? But sometimes he sounds a little Finnish, sometimes he sounds a little Scandinavian, occasionally he almost sounds like he's got a German accent, and sometimes he sounds Eastern European. But I'll tell you one thing.
He's a hybrid.
He doesn't sound like what his name implies.
So
on his YouTube channel,
he
says his name is Bernard Beardy McAllister. Like McLeod. Like he's from Scotland. All right. Now, hey, Scotland may have a lot of immigrants. Scotland may have a lot of people with Scottish names who don't have Scottish accents.
Okay.
His YouTube channel claims that he's from the UK. Which may or may not be true.
It's not true.
But
the expert
it's
is
not true. Yeah. But when you listen to his accent, something is weird because I have a very difficult. Now, of course, it could be true.
Hey.
But let me just say this way: he doesn't sound like a Bernard McAllister.
That's a great first name, though. I give him that.
The rabbit hole of this Bernard Beardy McAllister with an unexplainable accent. is that he claims that he is a former IFC champion. Now, mind you, in the videos I watch, he says, I did competitions. He's so unbelievably vague. He speaks like no one who's like you would say, when I was younger, I competed in the blah, blah, blah category in this type of fighting thing. He's like, I did competitions.
Wow.
But on his channel, he says he was an IFC champion, right? Which sounds like some kind of MMA league, right? So this idiot decided to go to SureDog.com. SureDog.com is like for MMA what IMDb is for movies, right? You go to SureDog.com and you can type in any fighter and see their record. You can type in any event and see who fought on that event, what day, who won, all that kind of stuff, right? And there was indeed an MMA promotion called IFC, like International Fight Championship or something like that, right? And it seems that they are kind of an old one. Like they existed in the very early days, like 1996, like in the kind of when UFC is coming around.
Yeah.
And the promotion seemingly lasted, according to SureDog, until about 2015. And they had 84 shows. So actually pretty successful. You would think one of the early those 90s ones would have fizzled out really quick. This went up to 2015. Time, yeah. And in some of the early promotions, they actually had some like names of early UFC, like Don Fry, I think. Some of those people, like legit, like,
yeah.
You know, early UFC fighters were in this IFC. They had something like 84 shows, something like that. Guess which idiot looked at all 84 shows looking for a Bernard Beardy McAllister? All right? Okay? No.
Does he have two thumbs and is a KFG genius?
Yeah, exactly. Who has two thumbs and is a KFG genius and wasted his time down that rabbit hole, right? And see, the problem is with a lot of these fantasists, man. Like Frank Dukes and now this Beardy Birdy guy, right? There are a lot of fighters on Sherdog who don't have a photo because maybe they only fought in one or two promotions, or they fought in those early kind of wild days where it wasn't like really an accepted sport. So there's tons of fighters on Sherdog who don't have a photo because it was just like, you know, who the hell is this guy, right? And so if he wanted to create this kind of fake BS story, like he literally just needs to take a photo of someone who won one or two fights who has got no photo and just be like, yeah, I'm fucking that guy.
But he's the champion, though.
But he says he's a champion, right? So you're looking at all the championship. And things, I scanned both columns. I would look at the main event, all the winners. But I even looked at the losers. Maybe Bernard McAllister lost every single fight, and he said he was a champ. But he actually did fight, right?
Champion of losing.
No. Okay. Damn. Now, mind you, it was late when I looked. I could have missed it. I could have missed.
The one fight?
I could have missed the Bernard. One championship. Well, first of all, how would he be in a champion if he only had one fight, right? Even if I missed one,
you
would assume that he had like won a couple fights before he got his title fight.
Reign otherwise, champ otherwise what, bullshit.
Kind of, what kind of banana competition is this here, right? And so I didn't find a Beardy McAllister as an IFC champion, as an IFC competitor. And then I just straight up Googled, like, Bernard McAllister martial arts, Bernard McAllister MMA, Bernard McAllister kickbox, everything. Nothing comes up on Google except for occasional references to the Beardy channel from himself. Okay, so there's no Google image of this guy. There are no articles about this guy. He's not on Sherdog. And then, of course, on Sherdog, I just straight up put the guy's name in there and he didn't come up. Bunch of Bernards, a few McAllisters. No Bernard McAllister.
Is there a different IFC, though?
There is one more IFC. The Iran Fighting Championship from the country of Iran. Okay?
Okay.
That is a much newer promotion. I think it started around 2015 and is still going on today, 2017. It's new. Mm. They've only had a handful of shows. But guess which idiot scanned every single one of those looking for Bernard McAllister, all right?
Please.
This idiot.
Don't say it.
Okay?
Don't,
and you know what? In all of the Iran fighting championships, there was not one single fighter who had an Anglo-Saxon name in the entire thing. Every single name is either of Arabic descent or Persian descent, obviously Iranian.
This is gold.
No, there was no Michael Dudikoff in there, okay? All right, there was no Frank Dukes Jr., okay?
Not even one.
So in the two IFCs, all right? Help. And mind you, IFC as a promotion is dead already, and their website link is dead. Oh. So I looked around, but first of all, he has no photos of himself on Twitter or YouTube. And in the one video where he does reference himself in the I Train Like Bruce Lee for a Year, it's a head cut off, obviously a Google image, and he uses two images in there to show his gains because he trained like Bruce Lee for a year.
Two images.
It's not even the same person. And so like the problem is like this guy he's suffering from Walter Mitty syndrome, all right? And so I looked at all this stuff and it's not anywhere, all right? So you start to realize what's going on. This guy has managed through using like clickbait tactics to create videos that people are going to watch. But you have like the thumbnail that's going to attract people. The title, Bruce Lee destroyed a grandmaster with one punch. And then it's just him droning on, looking at a photo, making stuff up on there, laughing at his own jokes, constantly comparing himself to Bruce Lee on the sly and talking about how everyone was afraid of him, sparring with everyone. And it's like, does anyone around you have names? Who tells stories like, do you ever hear someone who actually is telling you a real story go, everyone said that, it, like, say, like, yo, my boy said this.
I do that.
Yeah, you do that all the time. I know that. Because all your stories are made up.
Vague.
You got that vague life. Yo, Dre be listening that living that vague life.
I know vague shit when
I
hear it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, right? So,
wow.
All of these things, and what you realize is that he's managed to monetize a channel. He gets millions of views on some videos. He has to do zero research because he makes it up. And so, like, he knows a couple things that happened in Bruce Lee's life. Like, you have the impression he watched Dragon the Bruce Lee story once.
Mm-hmm.
And he maybe read one Bruce Lee book. And he hears what other people are talking about. And between this cavernous gap between what was told in Dragon the Bruce Lee story and something he heard online, he fills in everything in between.
Wow.
Okay?
And so... He's basically the clickbait champion.
He's a clickbait champion, but he's, again...
Master baiter.
He's, yes, exactly, right? He's the master clickbaiter, right? But the thing is, like, look, you can have a clickbaity title, like my drug letters thumbnail is very clickbaity, but then you watch the video and the video actually has content, okay? And you can have a clickbaity look and then you watch and it's vapid nonsense. It's pabulum that's just spewing out of his mouth.
Oh,
right?
Goodness.
And he's not saying anything that like, no Bruce Lee experts are going like, yo, did you see that latest Beardy video? Yeah, we got to discuss. He really had a hot take on this. And again, it's not even like someone I disagree with. He props Bruce Lee up to superhero levels, which can be problematic, but like, he's like it's a very pro Bruce Lee page.
Okay.
But it's also not, because every single story on there is basically made up. It's basically made up. And so there are a couple of videos that we watched, and I want to say a few things about that while we maybe kind of show what some of our live reactions were to this video. The first video that I watched, mostly it's in its entirety, because I cannot actually sit through... I believe in all the videos that we've watched, I believe I've actually now, as a result, forgotten sections of my childhood. and like, I don't think I know how to drive a stick shift anymore because it's so brain-numbingly stupid. Mm. You cannot help but wonder if you're actually losing brain cells. You're not a better person having watched any of these videos.
Definitely and lost so, something.
But you are definitely somehow worse.
I lost
a bit of humanity in that sitting.
The first video where I sat down and watched was like, Bruce Lee destroys... a grandmaster with one punch.
A karate grandmaster.
And I saw the thumbnail. And I go, that's not a karate grandmaster. That's Dan Inosanto. Okay? Dan Inosanto, one of Bruce Lee's most famous students. Okay? And he's wearing a karate gi because before he became a student of Bruce Lee, he was an Ed Parker black belt and an assistant, right? And so... Bruce did a demonstration with Dan Inosanto at some very early tournament, probably some Long Beach International, I would assume, because that was Ed Parker's tournament. Maybe the 64 one, maybe another one. Doesn't really matter, right? But, I mean, I can look it up. I can find it. But, you know, unlike Beardy, I'm going to tell you, like, I'm not exactly sure which one or whatever, but it's most likely a tournament. Dan Inosanto is his assistant. And he's wearing a karate gi because he's still representing Ed Parker Kenpo at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes up this story. That it's, you know, Bruce is the guy who's giving out trophies at tournaments or whatever. Like, he's just looking at videos and making stuff up based on what he sees. And this guy, and he goes back. And, oh, I heard this story from a guy named, I don't know, Morris or something, like, or whatever.
Mm.
It's like a Kenpo guy. Like, all these vague things. People only have one name in his world.
Yeah.
And then this karate grandmaster is talking shit about Bruce Lee, but he doesn't know what he's saying. But then he does know what it's saying. He was saying it's about the inch punch. And then he goes to grab Bruce Lee and Bruce Lee punches him. Mind you, no one has ever told this story anywhere.
Mm.
And he goes, look, and he punches him out with one punch. And clearly it's Bruce sweeping Dan Inosanto, not punching him. And everyone knows, dude, that's Dan Inosanto, not a karate grandmaster named Baxter. Okay.
Should we show the viewers the footage?
Yeah, I think we're going to show them the reaction, right? Yeah. This is a week old. He's got 186K views, right? And when I saw this, you immediately know something is wrong, okay? It says Bruce Lee destroys karate grandmaster with one punch. And when you look at this photo, which is from a demonstration, that's not a karate grandmaster. That's Dan Inosanto, who later became his student. Okay? And so, you know, before Dan Inosanto became a student of Bruce Lee, he was an Ed Parker black belt and an assistant to Ed Parker.
Yes.
And so very early on, when Bruce had first met Dan, he used him for a demonstration, I believe, at some gathering or tournament or something like that. And that's literally what that photo is there. So, you know, if someone knows anything about Bruce Lee, they're going to see them and be like, dude, that's Dan Inosanto, right? But then you go, but the thing is, you give them the benefit of the doubt because you go, okay, well, maybe there was no photo of that event. So this birdie guy is just using that for the thumbnail, okay? Mm-hmm. So you go, okay, that's just a thumbnail photo.
Bruce Lee. Hey, everybody, it's Birdie here. What's going on, guys?
Whoa, Birdie is coming in hot.
Oh,
hey, Birdie, everyone, it's Birdie here.
Birdie here.
Thank you, Birdie.
Okay, so the photo you're looking at now is the only photo of this incident. So back in the 60s, Bruce Lee was invited to all kinds of karate exhibitions and stuff like that. And he would always be the guy that would give out the trophies at the end of the...
Bruce was the guy who would give out the trophies, right? So, you know, because he wasn't earning that much money as Green Hornet, you know, because the Green Hornet, you know, was canceled after one season. So how did Bruce Lee earn money? He was the guy who handed out trophies at the end of the tournament.
Yeah.
Congratulations, little Johnny, on your, you know, second place in forms. He takes that one photo and he goes, Bruce is the guy who handed out trophies at the tournament.
That was
and
his thing.
Like, yeah, that was his thing. That's what he did.
During the exhibition and the tournament, this guy Baxter, that's the guy in this photo. He
was just
Birdie, I'm gonna talk to you directly because I know you're watching this. That guy in the photo is Dan Inosanto. He's not Baxter.
That's not Grandmaster Baxter.
It's not Grandmaster Baxter, okay?
That's not Grandmaster
Baxter.
Yeah, and
if you say he's a Grandmaster, then you need to use the proper title and call him Grandmaster Baxter, all right? If you want to be respectful, okay? All right?
Sounds like a really bad English hip-hop MC.
Exactly. Well, I mean, when you know what it was? I can imagine when Birdie is making up this BS story.
Right.
He's going, okay, I need to give a name for this grandmaster, not knowing, dude, this is Dan Inosanto, one of the famous, if not the most famous student of Bruce Lee,
uh-huh.
who just happens to be wearing a karate gi because this is most likely from the Kenpo days, right?
Yeah.
And then he's going, Baxter. And he's going like, he's a grandmaster, right? Because his first instinct was probably to say, the guy's name is Bader.
Oh.
And then he goes, Grandmaster Bader. That doesn't work. The guy's name is Baker, like Bob Baker.
Yeah.
Grandmaster Baker. That doesn't, Master Baker doesn't sound. Baxter, that Baxter. Works, all right?
At the end, when Bruce Lee was giving out the trophies and Bruce Lee held a little speech, after the little speech, this guy is Baxter.
My last name's Lee, Bruce Lee. I'm very happy to hand out the trophies.
This Baxter.
Look, he mixes up shit up.
On the podium here where this little microphone is. And we don't know what they said to each other, but into a heated...
No, Birdie, I'm pretty sure we don't know what they said because this entire thing you made up.
Baxter tried to grab Bruce Lee, and in just a fraction of a second, Bruce Lee landed a brutal punch.
Brutal.
And that's what you're seeing here in this picture. This guy just basically collapsed.
First of all, it looks like a sweep at a trip, all right? So the problem is that Birdie isn't even really good at looking at photos and seeing what's going on, okay?
This guy just basically collapsed from one punch. I'm guessing this is the one-inch punch he landed on.
This is the one-inch punch. He doesn't even know that the one-inch punch is a demonstration as opposed to like an actual fighting movement, right?
Don't know what was said, but probably something like, hey, Bruce, that one-inch punch of yours is bullshit. And Bruce was like, really? Okay, here, take one. And then he...
These stories get told and it's like, oh, dude, do you know that Bruce was at a tournament once and someone said, like, yeah, the inch punch is bullshit. And then he tried to grab him and Bruce in punch him and hit him to the ground. And that guy was a grandmaster and his name was a Grandmaster Baker. Bastard. You know, it's a true story, man. I heard it on YouTube. Some guy named Birdie told me. So I saw that video, right? And I go like, okay, This isn't a Bruce Lee fan giving an alternate take on some event that we all know about. This is a Bruce Lee guy who saw a photo of Bruce Lee, doesn't know who Dan Inosanto is because he's not really a Bruce Lee guy. He's a poser. And makes up a story about it. And it's like everyone who knows this. Now, from what I heard, when the occasional Bruce Lee expert watches, or not even an expert, just someone who has a modicum of understanding about Bruce Lee, goes on the Beardy channel and comments, goes like, dude, that's Dan Inosanto. More often than not, he deletes the comments, right? Oh. Okay? Now look, okay? I've also blocked a few people from this channel, but I block people in the comments when they're being abusive,
okay?
Or when all they're trying to do is promote something and like they just keep trying to promote themselves and go like, this dude's an idiot, right? Mm-hmm. Or people start to get abusive, right?
Block.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. Like, you know, I'm not a professional YouTuber and you're an idiot, okay? And so it doesn't bother me, right? The moment someone is abusive, and also I think some people think that I've, might think that I blocked them because I put the YouTube comments to auto-filter anyone who uses profanity or something comes off aggressive or offensive. And here's the thing. I check the YouTube comments once a day in the morning, and I almost always forget to click the tab where it says filtered comments. Mm-hmm. Because, and then I go in there, and there's just a cacophony of stuff, and I'm like, oh, and I don't even bother looking at it. So if you want your comment to go through, you can't put the word cock, or you can't put the word like F you, or the phrase F you, or you can't say anything that sounds like you're being aggressive or you're bullying, because YouTube will do the filtering for you. So
sweet.
So for me, if I see something that's obviously abusive and YouTube didn't filter it, I'll take that out. The rest YouTube does, and I don't have enough time to give a crap, all right? But if people disagree with me, but they have a point, I'm happy with that stuff. Like, you read the comments and look at all the crazy stuff on the drug letters video. All sorts of people wanting to, you know, wanting my head for that or whatever, right? But Beardy, the moment, because Beardy knows he's full of shit. And he knows he's making stuff up and he's just hoping, like, shooting arrows into a room that occasionally he might hit and land and maybe no one's going to say anything, right? Because it's statistics, right? But somebody will be like, dude, that's Dan Inosanto. He'll delete that stuff.
I think that's why he's laughing while he's saying certain things.
Because he knows he's full of it, right? By the way, on his channel, it says unofficial. So I think in his way, like, he feels if anyone calls him out, he'll be like, oh, well, I'm just kind of like the Onion, guys. Like, maybe that's his final card, right? But he's not saying that. He's not saying it's satire, right?
Yeah, it's super satire.
Exactly. But maybe if he push comes to shove, he'll be like, oh, I never said it was real. He even says unofficial on there or whatever. But he's not. He's really coming off. And I read some of the comments. And by the way, I commented in there, so I'm pretty sure I'm blocked from his channel right away, right? Yes. I commented like, do you just look at a photo of Bruce Lee and then just make up stuff around it, right? And then in another comment, somebody said something, and then the Beardy guy goes, if you have any questions about Bruce Lee, just ask me. I'm considered the greatest authority on Bruce Lee. By whom? Dude, I know John Little, all right? John Little is one of the biggest authorities on Bruce Lee. He would never even say that about himself. Wow. Steve Carriage, Matt Pauly, people who've like written books and researched, none of them would go, I'm actually the greatest authority on Bruce Lee. Wow. So you realize the guy's just a fantasist, all right? Wow. And then he has this video about the real cause of Bruce Lee's death, in which he basically says Bruce compressed decades of training into a few years, and that's what killed him. And that he couldn't have died of painkillers, guys. He was taking painkillers all the time.
So about 10 years of training in 1 year.
Yeah, and about 10 years of painkillers in 1 year, right? But the painkillers couldn't have killed him. Why? Because he was taking painkillers all the time. Because we all know people don't overdose on drugs they take all the time.
Plus, he collapsed like 100 times a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Bruce Lee got injured, okay? He had a back injury, a spinal injury. And he got in trouble because the doctor said that you're never going to train again, you're never going to do martial arts again, et cetera, et cetera. You have to.
Yeah, in trouble with the cops and yeah, shit.
Yeah. Bruce had a back injury. All right. Wait, so it's true. It's like the guy knows something. He's definitely seen Dragon the Bruce Lee story.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you're right.
But then he got in trouble.
So Bruce had a choice. He could say, okay, I'm going to step down, I'm going to relax, I'm going to get a career, another job, whatever, become just an actor.
Do you get the impression that he's just kind of looking at this photo of Bruce and just making stuff up while he's going there?
He's like, I think he's just
Bruce,
riffing.
Well, he could get a career.
Janitor.
Right. Bruce Lee, janitor.
Or I could start taking painkillers and do physiotherapy and go back to working out. But I'm going to be in chronic pain.
Look, we're trying to do a bit of a takedown on this very phony, very fake Bruce Lee channel. And so far, besides the fact that Bruce Lee had a back injury, this is literally just conjecture. And this is one of the things that also irritates me. Well, first of all, we know that most of the stuff he's saying is fake and made up. And when you listen to his videos, you just get the impression that he didn't put any thoughts to how he's going to say this or what he's going to say. And he never says, you know, Robert Lee, Bruce Lee's brother, said, or he never says, like, according to Linda Lee, blah, 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 blah. He's literally just saying these things like, and Bruce Lee was a smart guy. And it's like, what are you even talking? Who listens to this and goes, we need to listen to Beardy. He's got all the hot takes on Bruce. Oh,
his life. Remember this guy, martial arts was his life. Okay.
Remember that. All right. I like how he's reminding us. Okay. Remember that. Yeah. Martial arts was his life.
Arts was everything. He is the godfather of martial arts. That was his...
What? The godfather of martial arts?
Brown of martial arts.
He's a hitman. Too hot in a hot tub. Too hot in a wooden dummy.
Entire life. The pain is incredible. So he had to take some sort of painkillers every day. But he got back in shape and he got... He started training for 14 hours a day, people.
14 hours a day, people.
What?
Wow, this is amazing. No, I guess later it was 8 because Birdie also has a video where he said he trained like Bruce Lee for a year and it was 8 hours a day. But hey, no, this is his getting back into shape after. Mm. So, you know, just like I'm getting back into shape after my shoulder surgery.
So you do double the training.
Yeah, so double. Yeah, so, you know, instead of, like, easing into training because he had a back injury, right. The same way I'm easing back into training after my shoulder surgery, you just say, F it, 14 hours. 14 hours, okay? Do you understand, Dre, that would mean he would get up in the morning, he would start training at 8 o'clock in the morning, and he would finish training at 10 p.m., all right? And so not only is this completely ridiculous,
with
all right?
With excruciating back pain.
Yeah, with excruciating back pain. He tells Linda, he gets up in the morning, he kisses his kids good morning. Brandon, Shannon, I love you. Daddy's going to have to train now with his excruciating back pain. I will see you guys tomorrow morning because you will be in bed for hours by the time I'm done with my training here. And then he goes and just starts doing reps and sets and kicks and stuff for what, 14 hours? Oh my God. Holy cow. What a savage. And then, you know, he's got all these other nonsense, the day in the life of Bruce Lee. And then he's got like his inch punch demo, which he did on a karate guy. He said, oh, the day Joe Louis tried to challenge Bruce Lee or whatever. That's not Joe Louis, Nifka. All right. And training for 17 hours a day, like stuff that's just like absurd. Right.
Oh, man.
And so he's got that. And then what was the other video that we watched? So
the last one was
he trained like Bruce
Lee. Bruce Lee for a year. And then he shows the two fake photos of himself.
Okay. So today is the day. I'm finally making a video on the year that I worked out like Bruce Lee.
The year that he worked out like Bruce Lee.
For an entire year.
For an entire year. The year that he worked out like Bruce Lee for an entire year.
17 hours?
17 hours, right? Okay. Here we go.
365 days, 7 days a week, 6 hours a day.
6 hours a day.
So okay.
That's reasonable.
Why did I do this?
Why did I do this? Well, I'm going to think, Birdie, you didn't actually do it, okay? I'm going to say you never did it. You never will do it. And this video, like every other one on your channel, is fake.
365 days a year, 7 days a week.
Wait,
no cheat.
365 days a year. He just said you have to do it 365 days a year.
Wow.
Okay? 7 days a week.
No cheat days, no nothing. 6 hours a day minimum. And
He said, okay, 360. So here are the rules of the training. 365 days a year. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So not 365 days a month, 365 days a year. Okay.
Okay.
7 days a week, 6 hours a day. No, he goes, no cheating, no nothing. I'm pretty sure that for 365 days, he did nothing.
Absolutely no kinds of supplements or cheating.
No supplements or what is he talking about? No, I can't take vitamins. You're going to work for 6 hours a day and you can't take vitamin C, homie. You can't take magnesium.
Zinc.
No zinc.
Diet, same diet that Bruce Lee had. It's pretty much basic. It's rice and water and chicken.
Rice and water and chicken.
Wow.
Try oyster beef, son. That was his favorite Chinese dish. Rice and chicken and water.
Rice and water and chicken.
Dude. I have at home some receipts, some copies of receipts that Bruce Lee had from restaurants he was at in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And he was not eating rice and chicken and water, all right? Going to the Peninsula Hotel with this, like, world-famous cuisine, he goes, waiter, all right? You know, he's saying, m'gai, you know, dim chai, I want to order food. Okay, rice, chicken, and water, okay? Can you imagine the Chinese waiter is just looking at him, right?
Huh?
All right, okay, no cheating, all right?
Bruce Lee died from overtraining.
I thought he was going to say Bruce Lee died from eating too much chicken and rice.
I was going to say the same shit. It wasn't OD on chicken.
Look at this. He puts this scientific looking shit on here, right? And of course, he uses the whole adrenal thing because what is he doing? He's just invoking maybe some stuff from Tom Bleeker's book, which is also a lot of the things in that book are also questionable. Tom Bleeker's book, while he definitely had some inside knowledge about a lot of things, there are a lot of things in Tom Bleeker's book where it's also like, well, Mr. Bleeker, where did you actually get this information from? Where they don't say, right? Mm. And look, he thinks he can put this thing on here and now suddenly...
That's legit.
He's making it legit, right? Look at that. That's like a real graph and shit, right? But this is not what you call scientific. This is what you would call scientistic.
Feeling.
Now look at this. This is where you see this is fake, okay?
There's no other way to explain it.
So first of all...
I was feeling just...
He has a photo here of this jacked dude, okay? All right, and like you look at this guy, and this guy here is very, very strong.
Straight
okay?
out of Mortal Kombat.
But the thing that I don't understand is why is Birdie not showing his face? All right.
Ah, man.
Okay, but here's the thing, Dre. Not to make things weird between us, okay?
Yo.
But I watched this video. This is one of the few that I don't think I watched it all the way through. I actually cannot get through an entire Birdie video all the way through. Okay.
Uh-huh.
But I want you to look at the shape of the abs, okay. And I want you to look at this dude's nipples.
Okay.
And just studying
them.
Sear that into your mind. Look at those nipples. Look at those abs.
Done.
Okay? Because he's got another photo of himself later, all right?
Because here's the deal, guys. The reason I didn't make this video earlier, it's pretty simple. I didn't want to encourage anyone to do this. Because the end...
He didn't want to encourage anyone to make a fake video of themselves not training like Bruce Lee for a year. Okay? Unbelievable.
You know, people at the midway point when I was feeling like Bruce Lee, people didn't even want to spar with me. They didn't want to train with me because I was just half man, half animal.
Like okay. Okay. Okay.
A manimal.
He was a manimal.
Remember manimal? With the face. The face coming out.
That's right. I can't do this anymore.
Oh, manimal. My God. This is getting so ridiculous. Okay. First of all.
I love it.
He's talking about at this halfway point, he was basically exhausted.
Wait, halfway point and he kept going for a year.
Right. But people didn't want to spar with him because he was half man, half manimal.
No, okay. Half man, half animal,
half
manimal.
He's a manimal. All right. All right, and he's a man eater. but he also said that he was exhausted. But people didn't want to spar with him. Like, wait a minute. So who at the gym would be like, yo, man, you see that totally jacked dude over there? Yeah. Yo, man, why don't you spar with him? He's exhausted. But somehow people are going, yo, man, you see that jack dude over there? Yeah, he's totally exhausted, but man, don't spar with him. He's a manimal. And now... we have a second photo
here it
of
is.
This guy here.
Oh, yes, okay? Here it is.
Here's a second photo of Birdie.
weight.
Which looks like Cristiano Ronaldo, actually, if I look at it. As a matter of fact.
He's in the octagon, it looks like, too.
Yeah, he's in an octagon because he was IFC champion, don't forget.
True.
And
yeah, look, those dark nipples.
Those are dark nipples, all right? This is someone else's nipples. Those are different abs.
Yeah.
This is someone else, okay? And again, what's with the not showing your head, Birdie?
Yeah.
All right? Your IFC champion.
Did he shave his beard for that?
Yeah, he did.
Too?
Yeah, he doesn't have a beard here, but how is he Birdie without a Birdie beard? All right? What happened to your beard, Birdie?
What happened to the beard, Birdie?
Dude, the dude is an IFC champion. Why can he not show his face? All right? Now, look, I can be wrong. There could be a martial arts promotion called IFC that I didn't find. Might not have been. You might go, no, it's not. It wasn't AMA. IFC was International Fighting Chickens. And you were looking at the wrong one, right? And it's like him beating up chickens.
So
right?
He fought them, beat them up, killed them, and then ate them.
Yeah, because he claims, you know, in this year training like Bruce Lee only ate a normal diet of chicken, rice, and water.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's like all made up stuff. Like, if you want to see how Bruce Lee trained, read John Little's book. Yeah. Bruce Lee said he trained 2 hours a day. And he's saying, like, no, he trained 10 hours. And then he'll go, no, 13, 12, 14, 15, 17 hours. Like, he doesn't even, like, keep his own BS narrative straight, right? And so that video is absolutely batshit crazy, right? So, anyway.
Whew.
So my advice to people is to watch a couple of the videos so you see what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Never subscribe to him and savage him in the comments, all right? Because the problem is that we need to call out bullshit because, you know, we need this in all areas of discourse. Now, doesn't mean you just need to be a troll. What I should say is this. If you see stuff in his video that's inaccurate, which you're gonna see, don't say he's a liar. That's my job in this video.
Mm-hmm.
In the comments, say, actually, in 1966, Bruce was doing this, and actually, this is not true what you're saying. Or, where are your sources for this information?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want people to comment on his channel. Push him for where his sources are. Where did you get this information? Why is there no photo of you? Don't just troll him. Push him to say something about where he's getting this information from, right?
What was that, bearer of truth? Proof.
Burden of proof.
Burden of
proof. Yeah, he's the one making the claim.
Yeah.
He should be able to back it up,
mm-hmm.
right? We're only asking him to substantiate his claims, right? Mm. And as we move further and further away from the time that Bruce Lee died and the number of people who really knew Bruce Lee, this is shrinking year to year. Bruce's students are passing. People who knew Bruce are passing. And soon all we have are the books and the videos and the interviews with people who knew they were there. What's going to fill in the space is the conversation we have about those things. And when you have someone who's approaching 500,000 subscribers on YouTube, who's lying through his teeth, making stuff up for more spews, more views, the casual person that doesn't know better is going to see that channel
mm-hmm.
and subscribe and see my channel and go, this guy has 4,000 subscribers. Who wants to listen to this guy?
Mm.
Or is going to see, and I'm not just talking about myself. There are other people out there who are having good conversations about Bruce Lee and other people out there who are YouTubers who, you know, can talk about Bruce Lee. And they're going to go, no, and they're going to follow this guy and start following this stuff. And then 20 years from now, Bruce Lee knocked out a grandmaster, a karate grandmaster with the inch punch because the guy grabbed him.
Mm.
And that's going to be a story that is going to be promoted. Even though there are plenty of resources that will tell you this story never happened, we need to call this stuff out because that is not the way to honor Bruce Lee's legacy, which is to lie about him and make up stuff. Bruce Lee has tons of stuff that he really did that you can talk about that is great.
His movie career,
his training, his martial, all the stuff, his childhood, like everything he did. This was a phenomenal man that needs no embellishment. We have a podcast where we talk about Wing Chun, we talk about Kung Fu, we talk about gangster triad stuff.
Yeah.
But about half the time, we're talking about Bruce Lee. Yeah,
exactly.
He died 48 years ago. We still have real stuff to talk about. There is no need to make stuff up.
Mm.
And we need to call this out when this happens. Don't troll him. Call him out on his information. That's what I want everyone to do. Where did you get this information? That guy is not a karate grandmaster. That's Dan Inosanto. Those are the comments people need to put in there to really put pressure on this guy to either course correct.
Yeah.
If he decided, now moving forward, he was only going to make honest videos about Bruce Lee. Okay? I'd still think he was a bit of a shady dude. I wouldn't trust this guy with my shoes for 5 minutes to keep an eye on them. But if he decided to course correct, I would go, okay, more power to him. He saw the error of his ways and he changed it. But he's an anonymous guy with a fake name, a fake martial arts background, who won't even show his face in his own training videos. I doubt very highly he's going to stop doing anything but making clickbaity videos that are going to get multi-million views, and that's going to skew the narrative for people who are doing honest research. And that's all I got to say about that. All right, guys, well, what did you think about this terrible episode? I hope to never have to do an episode like this again. Are there any other channels out there you want me to talk about? Let me know right in the comments below, and I'll see you guys next time. Word is I'm a kung fu genius. Technique speaks for me, not lineage. Forget Jet Li, cause I'm the one. Many call me Sifu, but to you I'm Seagung. And I produce masters, you surpassed us. Your kung fu stiffer than corpse and caskets. City Wing Chun is the house I built. Violate the gate and your blood gets spilt. Alex Richter, always the victor. And you know what, Dre? Out of respect for you and the fact that I hate this f***ing cock knuckle, we're not going to do outtakes here. Because it's about clowning that motherfucker. All right?
We're just going to give you lots and lots of self, like, reinforcement.
Yeah.
Actuation, you know what I mean? We're going to encourage you.
We're going to encourage you, okay. All right? Like, bring it, man, yeah, all right?
You got this.
You know what? You got to be like this. I think you should do like this. You should turn away, and then you should go.
All right, peeps.
Who oh, now, come was on. That? As if... Need to channel some fucking
you need to
street.
Get pissed. You need to be pissed. Yeah, you need to be Dre from the Bronx.
Oh, all right? Yes.
Yeah.
Be Jenny from the block.
Let's yeah. See. You got to imagine someone raw.
Crazy, bro.
Ooh, yeah, there it is. That's
it. That's channel that. For. Channel that.
Come on. Ooh, yeah.
That's what I want, Dre. Yeah, that's what I want. We'll be right back.